chinimandi.com podcast.
FAO food prices index fall to its lowest points in 17 months. Global food commodity prices fell for the fourth consecutive month in May as coronavirus COVID-19 epidemic caused the economic crunch, leading the market to reflect strong supply and weak demand situation, the United Nations Food Agency said on Thursday. The Food and Agricultural Organization Food Price Index is used to track monthly changes in international prices of daily trading food commodities. It averaged 162.5 points in May, a decrease of 1.9% from the previous month and the lowest point since December 2018. The daily index fell by 7.3% from April and by an average 19.6% from the same period last year. The main reason was that the price of butter and cheese fell sharply due to seasonal supply factors and lower import demand. The price of milk powder has only declined slightly because of low prices and the revival of economy activity in China, which has stimulated strong buying intentions. The sugar price index rose against the trend, up 7.4% from last month and recovered half of the decline in April. This was due to rebound in international crude oil prices coupled with India, the world's second largest sugar producer and the second largest sugar exporter. The cereal price index fell by 1% from April, driven by rising quotation for Japanica rice and basmati rice. International rice prices rose slightly while wheat supplies fell in anticipation of sufficient global supply. As US corn prices fell nearly 16% from May 2019, Korea's grain prices fell further. The vegetable oil prices index fell by 2.8%, reaching its lowest point in 10 months. Despite rising quotation for rapeseed oil and sunflower oil, palm oil quotation have fallen for the fourth consecutive month, reflecting weak global import demand and higher than expected production and stock level in major exporting countries. The E-Mart prices index fell by 0.8% in May, an average decrease of 3.6% from May 2019. Beef quotation have risen, while poultry and pork quotation have continued to fall, as export supplies from major producer countries are at a high level. Although East Asia's import demand has increased after the new corona epidemic, social alienation measures were relaxed. The FAO Cereal Supply and Demand Bulletin, also released today, shows that global cereal production is expected to reach a record of 2.78 billion tons, an increase of 2.6% from 2019 and 20. The FAO predict that the global cereal trade volume will increase by 2.2% in 2020 and 21, setting a new record of 433 million tons. The trade volume of all major grains is expected to increase, among which is the global rice trade is expected to increase the most, reaching 6.2%.